This is University Beat. I'm Mark Schreiner. In the last year and a half, we've talked so much about STEM on University Beat that I see science, technology, engineering, and math in my sleep. But for lovers of the STEM concept, you could dream up fewer paradises better than the recent USF Engineering Expo, which drew around 20,000 people to the Tampa campus over 2 days.
Everybody loves fire, right?
Yeah!
Give it up for fire!
Michael Gwynn is in charge of recruitment and outreach for USF's College of Engineering.
The purpose of the expo is to educate students on the value of STEM, different things they can do in the field, different ways companies can show students what the real applications are from what they're learning in school all the way up to when they get a job and what they can do with these different technologies and sciences.
The 41st Annual Expo featured almost 100 exhibitions designed especially to appeal to elementary, middle, and high school students.
It's all mainly interactive. Students can come, get a hands-on experience, or at least visually see STEM in action.
That experience ranged from working on a real race car to demonstrations of chemistry, robotics, and rockets.
3, 2, 1, go!
While the event is organized almost entirely by engineering students, about half the exhibits are presented by corporations. Master student Christine Bringis is the expo president.
It's important to see how a STEM education can affect your life as an adult, as a worker in the workforce. So you could be an anthropologist and use technology all the time. You could be an engineer from TECO and use STEM skills as well. So it's important for students to see how STEM education can impact your life.
At the same time, student groups also had a large number of presentations.
We have a similar perspective. You know, we've all been here as a student coming to see exhibits, so we know what's relevant. And we've just recently gone through science education, and we want to share what we know.
That included one of the highlights of the expo, an almost hour-long show put on by X-Labs. Members of the student organization demonstrated a number of scientific concepts using fire, explosions, and loud music. Or as X-Labs president, USF freshman Coit Berenger puts it, all the things kids enjoy.
It's just what they like. So it's a way to connect with them through the music and through the sound and through the lights. I feel great about it. I mean, I love this stuff and I would do it whether there were people to view it or not. So, but it's all the better to get other people excited about science and engineering in this way.
And X-Labs wrapped up their Blue Man Group style show with a device they've built that's received attention from national science websites. A 10-foot-tall Tesla coil that plays music using millions of volts of electricity, like this version of Black Sabbath's Iron Man that gives new meaning to the phrase, power metal. USF PhD student Joe Register helped create X-Labs.
I see myself when I was younger. I used to come to Expo when I was a kid, and it's definitely part of what made me want to become an engineer. So this, what we're doing here, I feel like we're just sort of inspiring the next generation and keeping the ball rolling.
If you'd like to see video of the Tesla coil, along with other highlights from the USF Engineering Expo, check out the University Beat link on our webpage, wusf.org. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.